My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin meets a rabbi in a bus and may want to convert to Judaism. And then we learn about Judaism and scammers. Will Davin switch teams? Listen and enjoy.
Babe, the place you describe is not a cafe. It is a housing community. I go, look at the prices. I could move there now, and we could be very comfortable. Hell, we would be rich with just the cash I'm carrying right now.
Oh, boy.
Hey, hon. Wow, that's the best news I've heard in a long time.
How much cash are you carrying?
I saw some.
And can you get to a Western Union with it immediately?
Yeah, really. I go, I could actually just disappear from my real life and go there and be with you if these prices are right. Okay, but can you do that right now? I go, in theory, I could. Just walk away from everything, I could. I could probably never come to the United States, though, as come back to the United States, as I would owe child support and be arrested if I came back for not paying it. What do you think? She goes, I don't want anything to happen to you. Have to do things right. I go, you're probably right. I like the fact that she cares.
Yeah.
I go, you're probably right. A lot has been going on. I do think sometimes I am in love with the illusion of you instead of the reality of you.
Oh, that's a nice line.
She goes, thank you. I think we love each other. That's all that matters. I saw in your message that you will have everything you want. How is that? I go, the court date for my divorce has been put on the calendar. It's just a matter of time now. My lawyer succeeded in not letting my wife's attorneys get access to my computer.
Damn it. You know what? I actually sat here and for a moment forgot that this was make-believe. And I went, oh, really? They set a court date? And I was like, stupid. You know this is make-believe.
Yeah, it's a court date set.
Whatever. Sorry.
I go, our secret is safe. I go, I have not had a drink this week, and it's all thanks to a rabbi I met on a bus. Because remember, she's a big Christian girl, and I've been dabbling with the Jesus and seeing a priest.
I know.
She goes, wow, I am relieved. It would have been really disastrous had they gotten it. Who did you meet on a bus? I am happy you have not had a drink. A rabbi. Do you know what a rabbi is? She goes, a teacher. I go, in a way, yes. A rabbi is like a priest, but for the Jewish religion. Have you heard of Jews?
Those strange things that live in New York? Yes, I believe I may have.
She goes, yeah, and how did he help you? I go, what do you think of Jewish people? Well, she goes, well, I read in the Bible, God really likes them. He's bad.
They come over, they go bowling.
It's a good time. They all wear the same bowling shirt. It's nice, a little team.
Nice.
Team tribe.
Team tribe.
I know they worship God. I go, they do. They are called the chosen people. She goes, okay. I go, anyway, I was very distraught, and he just started talking to me about God's love and people being judged by other people. He made a lot of sense to me. See, the priest I was talking to about you really made me question myself and who you are as a person. The rabbi said it was not for any man to judge, as there is only one judge in heaven. He said the Jews did not believe in hell. All along, I've believed I was going to hell. I don't want to go to hell, Agnes. I've done so many bad things. I don't want to go to hell.
I think I have to be a Jew now.
Anyway, there was a lot of things that I liked about Judaism. I'm thinking of converting.
Because of one bus ride.
We had to introduce the Jewish element at some point.
Yes.
She goes, well, he might have told you some good things, but I don't think you should convert. You will not go to hell if you do bad things. You will go to hell if you do not confess your sins. To God, it's really that simple. God will forgive your sins if you tell them to him. Now, this is very interesting because I was talking to my friend who scams the scammers.
Yes.
And she tells me that they really believe that if you can do bad things, but if you confess your sins, it's okay. So that they're fine with this scamming as long as they tell God, hey, I'm an asshole.
They're real Catholics.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I know. And then they go to confession and it's all done. Hmm. Yeah, no, that's actually what Christians do.
I had no idea.
Oh, yes. And because we're not going to hell either as long as we confess at the last minute. Right?
I go, maybe Judaism was the first monotheistic religion. Jesus was Jewish. Did you know this? She goes, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, boy.
He converted, though.
I go, yes, it's
no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. He Jesus was never a Christian.
No, they followed. He was the guy.
No, he was the guy.
He was the guy.
Everybody after him.
Look at these robes and sandals. I'm the guy.
I'm the guy. Look at this haircut. I'm the guy.
I go, I didn't know either. It was like a whole world opened up to me. Abraham was the first Jew. Jesus was a rabbi. Yeah, I know Jesus was a rabbi. Did you? Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
I go, hun. I go, hun, I've been talking to the priest a lot up until this week. I didn't tell you. He insisted I repent and let you go because our love started while I was married, because we write porn, because of the lies. He said in order for me to come back to the flock, I had to give it all up, including you. The rabbi said that while there are morals, he would not make me give anything up. Not you, because it is something just between me and God. If I were Jewish, maybe I could have it all. Maybe I wouldn't feel the shame, the guilt. Jews don't have guilt.
Meet my mother. No.
At least not like we do.
Jews don't have guilt. That's the best. We have guilt.
Sure, have some guilt. It's tasty and not
that's
guilty.
Nice.
She goes, so what do you want to do now? You want to leave me? Do you want to break my heart? Well, I'm lost for words. I'm like, no. I'm saying the priest wants me to leave you, but I don't want to. Maybe if I am Jewish, we can be happy together. Maybe I won't live with the guilt and fear of hell. She goes, you are a Christian, right? Then you have nothing to fear if you confess your sins to God. You don't have to feel guilt because he's forgiven you. Thanks, dear, for not leaving. Babe, at this point, I don't know what I am. I believe in God. I'm just thinking I might need to switch teams in order to talk to him. Is that bad? And people get traded. I'm a free agent.
And just in time for Hanukkah.
Sure. I want 8 presents. She goes, I don't think it is bad. But since you believe in God, that's very good. Switching teams, well, I don't think that's any good. Believe me, even though you might not see, God loves you. I go, the priest tells me if I can't worship with him, I can't worship with him if I continue with you. This is a priest. Why would he say this if it's not true? He wants me to choose between my faith and you. It drove me to drink more. I just want to be loved. I just want to be at peace. I'm tormented.
I know.
She goes, well, he is judging you. If he says you cannot worship with him because of me, Christianity does not do this. Well, I know you would find peace with Christianity, and it will give you the peace you are looking for. And since you believe in God, that's a good start. I go, I guess. Would you love me less if I became a Jew?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.